You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last month, California became the first state in the nation to abolish private prisons. Lawmakers included immigration detention centers in their bill. Most of those are run by private companies. But Immigration and Customs Enforcement is fighting back. Bay Area politicians accuse the agency of bending federal law so that it can continue detaining immigrants in California. KALW's immigration reporter, Teresa Katsourilis, is here to break this down for us. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, Hannah.
So our government detains immigrants who aren't citizens all the time.
Right. So the U.S. typically detains immigrants who aren't citizens when they think they're not authorized to be here.
Mm-hmm. So which government agencies are actually doing this?
So there are two agencies that do this. Customs and Border Patrol detains people close to the border and holds them in processing centers, which are at least supposed to be short term. We're talking 72 hours or so. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, arrests and detains people throughout the U.S. Most people in their custody are either awaiting deportation or a decision in an immigration case. And under Trump, this immigration detention system is expanding. The U.S. now detains about 500,000 immigrants a year.
And where are federal agencies putting all these people?
So this is where it gets interesting, because ICE detains very few of these immigrants itself. Mm-hmm. Over 70% of immigrants detained by ICE are actually held in facilities run by private companies. California is home to four of these privately run immigration detention centers. They detain around 4,000 people, and that includes the Adelanto facility in Southern California, which is actually the second largest immigration detention center in the country.
Okay, so who is running these facilities?
There are corporations that specialize in this. Geo Group and CoreCivic are two of the biggest. Incarcerating immigrants is a multi-billion-dollar business.
So back to the bill. Why did California politicians want to get rid of these facilities?
So critics of private prisons in general argue that their business model actually incentivizes prisoner abuse. When you think about it, you know, if you're a company and want to make as much money as possible, you can do that by cutting costs, mm-hmm. which in this case can mean spending as little as possible on the people you're detaining. Several federal reports have found that private prisons are on the whole more dangerous than public ones. And this criticism extends to private immigration detention facilities, too. Some of these facilities have been accused of rampant abuse. At California's Adelanto facility, for example, an investigation by the state's attorney general's office found that people were sometimes kept in their cells up to 22 hours a day. Mm. Detainees also claim the guards pepper-sprayed hunger strikers who protested these conditions. The Department of Homeland Security released a report in 2018 that detailed serious concerns about the facility.
So lots of allegations. How did California respond?
Well, most recently by abolishing these kinds of private detention facilities in the first place. Mm-hmm. Gavin Newsom signed a bill called AB 32 into law this past October. It was written by the Bay Area's very own Rob Bonta, an assembly member from Alameda. This law bars California's Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation from entering into any new contracts with private prison companies or renewing any old ones. Mm-hmm. So that means no new private prisons or private immigration detention centers starting on January 1st, 2020. Mm-hmm. The law allows existing contracts to continue until 2028. So some private prisons will be sort of slowly phased out. Mm. But that's not what's happening with immigration detention centers, because just by coincidence, all four of California's privately run immigration facilities have contracts that just happen to be up for renewal next year.
Coincidence?
Yeah.
And AB 32 prevents them from getting renewed, which means what? California just won't have these kinds of detention centers anymore?
That's right. That seems to be the idea. Mm. Under this new law, ICE will lose four privately run facilities holding about 4,000 people, mm-hmm. and they're going to lose them fast.
Okay. So what's going to happen to all those people?
ICE released a statement on AB 32 the same day Governor Newsom signed it into law, and it said the people who will really suffer if these centers are closed are actually Californians. Mm. ICE will just transfer immigrants they detain in California to private facilities in other states, which would force friends and family to travel greater distances to visit detainees. I will say that at least some immigration attorneys say that's not necessarily true. They argue that transferring thousands of California's immigrants to other states is logistically difficult and pretty expensive. So in practice, AB 32 might limit the number of Californians the agency could detain.
Okay, so how else has ICE responded?
Well, the agency says it's reviewing the law and suggested it might not stand up in court. ICE also responded to AB 32 by immediately trying to get around it.
How?
Well, as soon as it became clear that ICE was going to lose those four private detention centers, the agency announced that it wanted to commission four new centers in California, and it invited corporations to bid on those contracts. Mm-hmm. The agency's really hustling to get these contracts signed in the next 2 months before AB 32 goes into effect. It only gave corporations 2 weeks to apply for them, for instance. Corporations get at least twice as much time. Most of the time, we're talking about a government contract bidding process here. Mm-hmm. And these new detention facilities that ICE wants are pretty interesting.
How?
They want facilities that will be 100% ready to open within the next 4 weeks, which, if you're opening a new prison, is very fast. Mm-hmm. And they want centers that are located in the same general area as the facilities that are closing.
Very specific, these requirements.
They are. And ICE's critics say the agency's using these very specific parameters to just keep the private detention centers they already have up and running.
And who are some of these critics?
These critics include a lot of prominent Californian politicians. Mm. Kamala Harris, Dianne Feinstein, and others say this is an obvious attempt to dodge a California state law. Mm-hmm. California Assemblymember Bonta, who wrote the law from Alameda, argues that the agency is also clearly favoring private prison corporations they've already worked with this crazy short and specific contract process, and that this could violate federal law. Basically, he's arguing that when federal agencies ask corporations to bid on government contracts, they can't just rig the game so that one corporation always gets the contract.
All right. Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Sana.
Teresa Katsourilis is KALW's immigration reporter. You can find more of her stories online at KALW.org.